USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Kyle Rittenhouse trial will go to the jury after closing arguments on Monday, the mother of Kyle Rittenhouse claimed President Biden defamed her son while Biden publicly announced Kyle is a white supremacist. Wendy Rittenhouse is angry at the Democrat president. She says President Biden does not know her son whatsoever and is not a racist. And Biden slandered Kyle for the votes. A U.S. appeals court on Thursday denied congressional investigators access to former President Trump's White House records relating to January 6. A hearing on the matter is scheduled for November 30. The three judges on the appeals panel were all appointed to the bench by either President Biden or former President Obama. Winter, the dolphin, the Clearwater Marine Aquarium's main attraction, and the star of the film Dolphin Tale, has passed away at the age of 16. Winter was battling a possible infection. We are USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network. You can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As inflation is draining American wallets of disposable income, the essentials for everyday life have been going up in costs with no end in sight. October's 6.2% inflation rate is the biggest jump in over 30 years. When you think inflation, you probably think gas and food. Hold on, as insurance rates will probably be hitting Americans soon.
According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, average premiums are up 4% from last year and 47% from 2011. Deductibles have surged over 68% in cost from a decade ago. Additionally, employers at smaller companies face deductibles up to 70% higher than those at larger firms. Currently, around 155 million Americans rely on employer-sponsored health coverage. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. It is well appreciated. And a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the Biden administration is pondering the idea of closing down a propane and energy pipeline between Canada and Michigan for a what-if scenario, one Michigan lawmaker says this will hurt all that depend on the energy source. Michigan State Senator Lisa Tice on Fox News says Line 5 closure will hurt those in the UP or Upper Peninsula the most.
What happens to the people in the state of my district, and frankly the entire state, is increased costs. Energy costs are going to go up. Actually, all our costs go up. So our grocery costs go up, our medicine costs go up. It's not just at the pump, and we're experiencing what's happening at the pump every time we go there. We see the price go up and up and up. They probably more than double.
Wow.
And frankly, up in the UP, they're estimating that their costs were over $300 a month, and these are the people with the lowest median income in the state.
Ms. Tice says the Michigan governor is following a political narrative instead of listening to the people of Michigan.
Well, she's playing to her political base, so this is something she ran on, but no, actually, I don't know her. I spent 4 years in the House, and now I've been in the Senate for almost a full term. I've yet to meet her. Our pocketbooks are already maxed out. We've got the COVID inflation covering absolutely everything. Like I said, our groceries, our fuel. We can't afford to have this go any higher.
Double check your email inbox and spam folder because Microsoft may have left something in there for you. Earlier this week, a few people noticed $100 gift cards for the Microsoft store suddenly appearing via email, and the company has confirmed it sent out 50,000 of the codes to U.S. customers. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.